that?
Some are saying that directed energy weapons are being deployed to spark the largest fire in Texas history. And we know that these weapons exist.
This newly released footage shows the Dragonfire laser directed energy weapon system in action, and it could be in the hands of military personnel in 5 years' time. It destroys targets with an intense beam of light and has pinpoint accuracy. It's able to hit something the size of a one-pound coin from a kilometer away.
The fires we have seen in recent years, including the fires in Texas, are very different from what we have seen in the past. They often selectively spare the trees while burning the infrastructure into a powdery ash footprint.
I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes, and frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
After the Maui fires, many people believed that a blue roof was able to deflect these directed energy weapons and spare the home from destruction. And Joe Biden recently alluded to this twice.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway.
Yes, and by the way, if you notice you fly over in a helicopter, those places with roofs, they didn't burn.
With the right materials.
Yeah. So we got to change that.
Joe Biden is clearly not a reliable source of accurate information. But why would a roof save a house from burning? And while there is plenty of circumstantial evidence that suggests directed energy weapons are being used to start these recent fires, arsonists have been arrested starting them the old-fashioned way. And there is a clear motive. The United Nations, who have been orchestrating the open border policy of America and several other countries, have openly announced plans to clear the lands of people and move them into smart cities. Starting with Agenda 21, a map which shows designated off-limits to human areas lined up with the 2008 California fires. 9 years ago, planning was announced for smart cities to be built on Maui, but the most coveted property was owned by natives whose families have lived there for generations prior to Hawaii being annexed by the U.S. In August of 2023, Maui was devastated by highly suspicious fires. Roads were blocked off to keep residents from escaping, and the U.S. government gave survivors a mere $700 per household. A conference in April of 2023 met in Viña del Mar, Chile, to provide the municipality with support in the transfer of knowledge about the theory and solutions of smart cities. A year later, Viña del Mar was ravaged by fires. It was blamed on climate change, but local officials claimed arson. And in 2022, Amarillo, Texas was reported to be the number one area under the radar for the Texas housing market under the United Nations Vision 2045. On February 26th of this year, the biggest fire of Texas broke out in this same area. Vision 2045 is the latest iteration of the United Nations plan to seize control of 90% of the land and limit people to 15-minute cities.
I'd like to think that change happens in manageable ways. It doesn't happen like that. It happens in punctuated equilibria, where we have periods of stability and then periods of massive, radical, disruptive and transformative change. And that is where we are right now.
This is the decisive decade in the history of humanity. We who are here now have a responsibility that no future generations will have.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.